Nikisha and Stefan, who did not want to show their faces, have two children that attend Honey Creek Elementary.
My kids came home from school and they informed me that over the water fountains and in the cafeteria, there were signs that said whites only and colors only.
Offended and confused, Nikisha went to the school board.
That is a highly concerning issue for myself and other parents as well.
And spoke with Atlanta News First about her son's troubling experience.
He said he actually got laughed at because he was actually getting water and another kid started pointing at the sign and laughing because it said colors only over the fountain.
The school district initially said this stemmed from a social studies lesson on a historical American figure.
If you're telling me that this was a lesson plan that you had in place, and that means someone had to approve of that. They had to review it and approve it. I can't imagine in what setting was this appropriate for pre-K to fifth graders.
On Wednesday, the Honey Creek principal sent a letter to parents explaining that a teacher, quote, did not adhere to approved resources while teaching a lesson on Ruby Bridges, the first black child to desegregate a Louisiana school in the 1960s. That letter goes on to say the activity was not approved by school administrators.
When I told my father what happened, he spoke that he was highly disappointed that he actually lived through it, and never in a million years would he think that his grandchildren would be experiencing the same thing.
The school district added that they do not think there was any ill intent here, but this is being investigated by the Human Resources Department. They declined to comment on that teacher's employment status, calling this a personnel issue.
For more news, views, and book reviews, follow Every Day is Juneteenth for free on Patreon.